Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 6th of June, 2024. I hope you are well and having a fantastic week. Now, apologies for not putting a podcast out on Sunday. I'll be completely honest with you, I was not in the best of moods. And I'm sure you're aware, you probably already heard on the podcast, but I wanted to save that anger, save that upset for the podcast, because it really did get to me. The theft on the allotment was just so upsetting. Now, we're used to thefts on the allotment. I've had tools stolen and things like that. Nothing really of value. But stealing my own raised beds, again, they're not really anything of value, but stealing my own raised beds, that was the thing that really got to me. There was no need for it, and It's just crazy. And for a moment, I did consider giving up my allotment. Only for a moment. I'm not giving it up. Don't worry, I'm not giving it up. I've been there every day since. I really, really do enjoy my allotment. I really can unwind there after I've been at work. But I always like to give you a bit more of the behind the scenes so I can fill you in a bit more than what I can say publicly. So let's go back to Saturday morning when I headed down to the allotment, having a really, really good morning. Everything was positive. I discovered that my allotment had been burgled. Shed door was open and the raised beds missing. And I realised later on in the day, a couple of other things had gone missing as well. Now, I did take a walk to calm down and I did find my wood on someone else's plot. In all honesty, the reason I took a walk is because I had a feeling I was going to find my wood on someone else's plot. Something just told me that people just don't steal wood unless they are on the allotment. Now, the big question is, how did I know it was my wood? And in all honesty, the only way I could tell is that I see that wood pretty much every day. I go to my allotment pretty much every day. I look at that wood every day because it's part of my allotment. I could tell it was mine. The screws that I had used and the different sizes and things like that, and everything just told me it was my wood. Would that stand up in a court of law? Probably not. You know, it's one of those things that, how can you tell it's your wood? You know, I do have videos and things to back me up, but even then it would be hard to say, yes, it's definitely my wood. Now, the wood is not the best wood, but it was my wood nonetheless. I paid for it. I want to use it. When it is worn out, gone, we will replace it. When I found the wood on this other allotment plot, I've got to say, it was stacked. It wasn't thrown on their allotment, it was stacked. And it was down the far end of their allotment, not alongside the road or the path, down the far end. Now, they weren't in their plot to ask, and had they been, it might have got a bit confrontational. So I just took it. Just took it straight back to my allotment. And it will actually, it's in the back of my van, and it will be rebuilt on my allotment. So how did it get to this other person's allotment? That's the question, isn't it? Now, I've got to admit, this plot did look like it was a new plot holder. The area had been completely dug over and covered in a tarp. So my guess is new plot holder, eager, has been working hard at clearing out all the weeds, and they want to start moving or building beds. Now, this is my theory. I have no proof on this, but I believe that they took the wood from my plot in order to build their beds. Now, I can't say this publicly because I have absolutely no proof. I just believe. Could have they thought that my plot was abandoned is one of the things that somebody asked me. And it's possible, I guess. But my plot, the grass had been cut. It hadn't been cut for just over a week, to be fair, but it had clearly been worked. There was garlic, beans, onions growing. Everything was there to say it has been worked. Was it the tidiest? Was it the best looking plot? No. But when you compare it to my neighbours, where the grass and the nettles are as tall as me, you can clearly tell somebody was working on my allotment. So I don't think they believed it was an empty plot. Added to that, when our allotment plots are empty, when we give them up, we are meant to empty them of everything. or we get fined. So most people do tend to clear their allotment plots fully. Now, the other possibility, of course, is that somebody else came onto my allotment, lifted up my wood and took it and then dumped it on their plot. I don't know on that one. It's possible. I don't believe it at all for one reason or another. Now, I've got to say, this is purely conjecture. If I was given a benefit of a doubt, which is what I've done publicly, I would say that somebody else took it and dumped it on their plot. But in all honesty, that's not what I truly believe. I've just got no evidence or anything like that. Now, I've yet to build the beds. That's going to be something for the weekend. Now, I've also contacted the council to explain what has happened. I've put it, we have a Facebook group for our allotment site as well, and I've put it on there. Again, I'm being very diplomatic with my wording in both of these places. Now, the council did get back to me. They've suggested that I call the police so that they can build a case and get our allotment sites patrolled a bit more. They've also said that a new fence was being installed, which it has been done. It was installed the very next day, but I wouldn't exactly call it a deterrent. It's not like the rest of the fences that we have. Now, I don't think that they realised from my email that I suspect it was a fellow plot holder doing the thievery. Again, I'm trying to be diplomatic. They did say someone senior was going to call, give me a call. That hasn't happened. And if they do, that's when I will potentially say that I think it was this other person. So, yeah, that's where we are at with the council. Now, the allotment itself, I have yet to rebuild the beds, but I have put some stronger locks onto both my sheds. There's a lot of debate whether it's worth locking sheds, because if somebody breaks in, they're easy to break in and do more damage just trying to break in. So it's a toss-up, but I've decided new locks on the shed should do the job. And then, yeah, when we build the new beds, we are going to be spray painting the beds with my plot number on it. Now, not perfect. There's going to be ways around it. But for me, it's just something that I feel I need to do. Now, my plans for the weekend, moving on from that topic, my plans for the weekend. So Saturday morning, I'm going to head down to the allotment once again. Fingers crossed we're not going to have anything to worry about. As I said, I've been down there quite a bit this week and everything looks good. We are going to be rebuilding the beds. We're going to spread those with compost. I'm also going to be spraying out my sheds and my wheelbarrow so that it is quite clearly mine. Once the beds are rebuilt, compost spread, we can then plant out the plants that we were meant to plant out this weekend, the sweet corn, tomatoes, beans, squashes. They are all ready to go in. They just need to go in. And then after that, it's going to be time to trim up my elder tree and a few of the other fruit trees. Summer fruit plants, time to trim those up, prune those a little bit. Actually, it won't be long until our cherries are ready, which I'm looking forward to as well. Give everything a really good watering too. As I said, time is going to be a little bit struggling this weekend because of being on call. But I've been giving everything a good water every night this week. And we'll give everything a good watering on Saturday as well. Then back at home, I'm going to be concentrating on the front garden. Got a few weeds we need to clear out. But I'm also going to need to prune a lot of the fruit trees out there to give them some shape and maintain their shape. I've noticed some of my squash plants out the back are looking a little bit yellow this week. I've been feeding them with a bit of plant feed, which is hoping to perk them up. But I might need to add some Epsom salts to them, to the water or to the feed as well. I've been reading, funny enough, I'm not the only person with the problem this year. It seems like a common thing that probably due to the wet spring that we've had, lack of nitrogen in the soil. And funnily enough, something else, this is slightly off topic, but we've had our gutters cleaned this week. First time in 10 years, believe it or not. But there was a load of foliage that came out of the gutters. That's going straight in the compost heap as well to rot down and add to our organic matter. So that's my plans for the weekend. A little bit quiet, admittedly, but it is a weekend where I need to get on and do quite a few things. Now, today I sowed our beetroot seeds. Now, this is the second sowing that I've done this week. I sowed some on Sunday and some again today. Now, I spoke about growing beetroot on the podcast on Monday, so I don't really want to bore you with all the details on that. If you want to be sure how to grow beetroot, go back to Monday and learn and listen to that. I'm sure you've already listened to it, of course. Now, I've got to say, beetroot are an incredibly easy plant to grow. I recommend sowing a few seeds every few weeks just to try and keep them coming. And they're delicious as well. We've still eaten beetroot from sowing in the winter. And I mean, it's as easy as I said on Monday. So I don't think I need to go into that too much more. If you've got any questions, of course, feel free to get in touch. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. It's 10:15, so I've got a video to edit and then I'm going to head to bed. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, please feel free to contact me at any time, richard@veggrowpodcast.co.uk. I'm always happy to get emails. I love hearing from you guys as well. Right, you take care and I'll speak to you again on Sunday. Bye for now.